anybody out there?
VWA, KO4 VBH.
KO4 VBH. This is Steve over here in Inman on this end. Who we got there?
I bought the ICOM from you. How you doing?
Brian, hey, buddy. I just saw your text message today. I left that phone at home. So you know what a pileup is now, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you wait till you get in the middle of one and you're trying to punch through and get a really far country. Yeah, it's something else.
50 other people, huh?
Well, it's all a matter of timing and power. What you need is a 30,000 watt amplifier.
Yeah, that'll do it, huh?
Yep. So how are you doing with it? Is it doing good?
I got my power supply. I've been playing around the menus, figured out how to program it. I ordered some more coax. I got a ladder, so hopefully maybe this weekend I'll get my VH up, antenna up on the roof.
What kind of antenna are you going to put up?
Stick my little roll-up Slim Jim up there and see how that does.
All right, just check your SWR before you go to transmit now.
It works good. It's like the needle barely moves when I check the SWR on that. It's like a 1.1.
Very good, very good. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. That thing is performing well, isn't it?
I just kind of threw together a dipole for 40 meters and stuck it up in the back. Actually, I had to trim it a little bit. Once I took about a foot off and checked the SWR, it was good. It was like 1.1 to 1.5. I was surprised.
Wow, that's good. Well, I'm glad you're having good success with it, bud. Have you used the 2-meter or 440 yet?
Little bit. I had it sitting inside the house and just ran the coax out to use the mag mount that's sitting on my car. It's kind of a pain, but it works for right now.
Well, there you go. Good man. All right. Well, I've had several people come up to me and say, boy, you're crazy. You gave that thing away.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm glad I was on the lucky end of that. Yeah, I do appreciate it.
Well, I'm just glad you're taking it and running with it, bud. You say you got that same power supply I got?
The exact one I ordered.
That's a solid power supply. That thing will work well. Matter of fact, I'm running 2 radios off of it.
So are you not using that the isolator, that choke that you showed me?
No, sir, I am not. That is a Maxcon dipole antenna, and since I put a yard arm on my tower, you saw that. The guy said I might need an isolator. Well, he was wrong. I do not recommend that isolator.
Well, shoot, I was thinking if you're not using it, maybe I would try it or buy it from you. So would that work? That's a common mode choke, right, to keep RF from getting back into the radio. Is that right?
Yes, sir, but it fouled up the bandwidth something terrible. I tell you what, it may not do that to you on yours and your situation. You know, as long as you're aware of what it did to my dipole, you're welcome to come and get it and try it out, bud.
It might be worth a try, because I don't have anything on the one I stuck up. It's just some speaker wire. But from what I've read, you need to have a common mode choke because you're going from the unbalanced to balance. I know that's not really the same thing, is it? It's not really a balance, is it?
No, that's not really a balance. Now, I think I've got a one-to-one balance up there. I'd sell you real cheap. But I think I've got a 4-to-1, but I don't think you need a 4-to-1. I think you need a 1-to-1.
I think that's correct, yeah. From the reading I have been doing.
I'll tell you that 1-to-1 balance sheet, and it's good for 1,500 watts, so if you want to give it a shot, come and get her, baby. Let you have it for, I don't know, $20?
Sounds good. Yeah, well, I got your number. I'll send you a text or call you before I come. I'm not sure what day that would be.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, like I said, just always be careful with the SWR.
I will do. Oh, yeah, I also ordered a fiberglass pole, one of those fighter beam 40-foot poles.
Yesterday, what? Beam?
Laser beam. It's a telescoping fiberglass pole.
Yeah. What are you going to run on it? What band?
I ordered NFED half wave, and I think I got it figured out. I'm going to run that pole up the side of the building and then attach that wire to that.
Okay. I have no experience with one of those, so I couldn't tell you either way or what on that.
Yes, because of where I live, it's kind of limited is what I can get away with, so I think if I attach that to the side of the building, I should be good. Then that will stick up above the roof probably 25 feet.
That ought to work out for you.
Hey, anything good?
Well, I'm going down here trying to find this nursery that I've been to one time and buy some tomato plants real quick.
I have a few tomato plants that I planted, and they're starting to get, they're like maybe 4 or 5 inches. I think I'm going to stick them in some 5-gallon buckets.
If they're growing anything, it's all my wife, because I have the black thumb, baby. Not the green thumb, but the black thumb. Man, I tell you what, I get involved with a plant, and I can kill kudzu.
Oh, man. Everything you touch just dies, huh?
Got it. Just about to destinate down here. Hey, let me know how that spider infed turns out for you. I'd kind of like to know how well it works on that radio.
I will, for sure. Yeah, I just pulled in the driveway, too.
All right, roger. I'm going to be hopping out here in just a minute. So you take it easy, bud. And I'm glad you're enjoying that thing, and it's working well for you. All right. Oh, and did you find a manual online for it?
I printed it out, so it's a lot easier than having to pull it out on my phone.
There you go. Yep, I loaded it onto my computer, and I saved it on my computer that way. So, anyhow, well, I'm glad you got that, too. All right. Well, listen, I will catch you later. And it's KN4 VWA 73's Bud, and let me know about that other antenna. Clear.
K3, you take it easy. KO4 BVH.